He had started to pace up and down, looking at them. Little patches of dust rose at his feet. "You might have been wearing your father's old cloak, Harry."
"How do you know about the cloak?"
"The number of times I saw James disappearing under it," said Lupin, waving an impatient hand again. "The point is, even if you're wearing an invisibility cloak, you still show up on the Marauder's map. I watched you cross the grounds and enter Hagrid's hut. 20 minutes later, you left Hagrid and set off back toward the castle, but you were now accompanied by somebody else."
"What?" said Harry. "No, we weren't."
"I couldn't believe my eyes," said Lupin, still pacing and ignoring Harry's interruption. "I thought the map must be malfunctioning. How could he be with you?"
"No one was with us," said Harry.
"And then I saw another dot moving fast toward you, labelled Sirius Black. I saw him collide with you. I watched as he pulled two of you into the Whomping Willow."
"One of us," Ron said angrily.
"No, Ron," said Lupin. "Two of you." He had stopped his pacing, his eyes moving over Ron. "Do you think I could have a look at the rat?" he said evenly.
"What?" said Ron. "What's Scabbers got to do with it?"
"Everything," said Lupin. "Could I see him, please?" Ron hesitated, then put a hand inside his robes. Scabbers emerged, thrashing desperately. Ron had to seize his long, bald tail to stop him escaping. Crookshank stood up on Black's leg and made a soft, hissing noise. Lupin moved closer to Ron. He seemed to be holding his breath as he gazed intently at Scabbers.
"What?" Ron said again, holding Scabbers close to him, looking scared. "What's my rat got to do with anything?"
"That's not a rat," croaked Sirius Black suddenly.
"What do you mean? Of course he's a rat."
"No, he's not," said Lupin quietly. "He's a wizard."
"An Animagus," said Black, "by the name of Peter Pettigrew."